Next patient is Ingram Judy.
That's I-N-G-R-A-M, Ingram. Ingram Judy, J-U-D-Y. Judy.
Date of birth is 9-6-1941. Date of visit is 3-20-23. Please make a copy for the primary physician, Dr. D. Lamerens. That's D-E-L-A-M-E-R-E-N-S. D. Lamerens Gore, G-O-A-R. G as in George. D. Lamerens Gore, G-O-A-R. M.D. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath and persistent cough with wheezing. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a this is a 81-year-old female who has a past history of recurrent bronchitis, pneumonia, and bronchiectasis since age 2. Has previously been on an albuterol inhaler on a PRN basis period. The patient has cough and wheezing, and she brings up little foamy mucus, but denies any chest pains, mouthitis, fevers, or chills. She has dyspnea with exertion. Period. If the patient has had a previous chest CT. As well as a PFT. But had no recent chest x-rays. Her PFTs demonstrate obstructive airways disease with significant response to bronchodilator use. The the patient has gained weight over the past few years. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of pneumonia at age 2 with empyema on the right side requiring chest tube placement. She also had a partial lung resection with a left lower lobectomy for bronchiectasis and pulmonary fibrosis. She has history for asthma. The patient had tonsillectomy, appendectomy, C-section, and history of cardiac ablation. She had tubal pregnancy requiring a section of the tube. She had surgery on her big toe on the right and carpal tunnel surgery on the right hand. Next paragraph, allergies to penicillin, sulfa, and prednisone. Next paragraph, habits the patient smoked for 10 years. About half a pack per day, and drinks alcohol occasionally. She is retired. Next paragraph. Next paragraph. Family history. mother died of Alzheimer's and father died of ruptured aorta. I'm sorry, ruptured aortic aneurysm. Next paragraph, review assistance. The patient denies weight loss, fatigue, or fever. No cataracts or glaucoma. She has shortness of breath, wheezing, and cough. She has no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, but has constipation. She has hay fever. Also has leg and calf muscle pains, arm pains, and no edema. She has no depression or anxiety. She does have joint pains, muscle aches, denies seizures or headaches, but has had numbness of the extremities and memory loss. And no skin rash. Next, med list. Atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily, albuterol inhaler 2 plus PRN. Eliquis 5 milligrams BID, single A 10 milligrams HS. Next, physical exam. This moderately overweight elderly white female is alert, pale, no acute distress. There's no cyanosis, clubbing, but there's mild peripheral edema. Blood pressure is 136/70. Pulse 84, is patient 16, temperature 97.6, weight is 194, saturation 96. HEND announced phallic pupils reactive, sclera but clear throat is mild injected, has no inflammation. Next supplement number is no lymphadenopathy. Thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with percussion note resonant throughout, breath sounds diminished at the bases with wheezes scattered bilaterally with no definite crackles. Heart, the answers are irregular, as monoestrin, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, 1 plus edema with varicosities, no calf tenderness, reflex is a 1 plus with no gross motor deficit. Cranial nerve is grossly intact, skin no lesions noted. Next, paragraph impression number 1. COPD and chronic bronchitis and bronchiectasis. Number 2 is reactive airway disease. Number 3 is allergic rhinitis. Number 4, atrial fibrillation and ASHD. And number 5, hyperlipidemia. Next, plan. The patient will get a CT chest without contrast. She will also get CBC, BMP, and IgE level. And she will continue the albuterol inhaler on a PRN basis. And a follow-up visit will be arranged in approximately 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Gore, G-O-A-R, Delemerence, D-E-L-A-M-E-R-E-N-S, MD. Thank you for this consultation. Let's talk to this, Susan.